Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today because you are about to go to jail. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and I will talk about them in a bit. But first things first, guys, the arrest warrants for people that committed PPP fraud are out there. It is going off. Gangbusters, and it is happening. Now, remember during COVID when we first got locked in our houses and they gave these fantastic ideas, let's give everybody money. Well, the problem with that is PPP loans or payroll protection program loans. And I know a tremendous amount about this because this is how this channel started. And what I mean by that is people needed help during this time. I would facilitate with my relationship with the Small Business Administration, the SBA, for people to get these loans. The other one was the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL. Now, the thing about this was that people saw these as a way to commit major fraud. And there have been rumors on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, that there is a warrant list. Okay? Now, I've done a lot of research on this and I've called the SBA. There's no warrant list that's public, but they are coming for you guys. If you committed fraud on this in any way, shape, or form, they're going to figure it out. Well, Dan, my PPP loan was forgiven. Doesn't matter. They're researching everything. There's been over $880 billion worth of these loans given out, and there are still almost $100 billion that have not been forgiven. Think about what I said. Now, the idea with this was you were supposed to take the money and use it for the payroll of your employees. Isn't that great? To maintain everybody. Problem with it is that people sit there and said, you know, there's only a few questions here. You can tell them I have multiple companies. I can get multiple loans. Those people are going to go not to jail. They're going to go to prison. Okay? So they're coming after those people. But what they're doing right now is they're actively going through every single loan, every single loan. And I'm telling you this right now because my experience in this is such that they're not going to tolerate any shenanigans that you guys pulled. None. So people you know, businesses you know, people you hate are going to end up getting arrested during this time. Mark my words. Mark my words. What's funny is that people have posted online, look, I'm looking at the warrant list and my name's on the warrant list and I lied. There is no warrant list. This is all made up via social media. Some people getting as much as 5 million hits on this stuff. But understand this, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, even that loan that people got was a 30-year loan, very low interest rate, 4%, that you were designed so that you could go out and rebuild your business and pay for certain things. But there were restrictions on that. And the restrictions were insane, guys, because one thing about that, even if you paid the loan off, you had agreed that if your business went out of business, that you opened up a Department of Justice inquiry into your company. How many people have ever had a Department of Justice inquiry into your business? That's what they're doing right now. It's that severe. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Now, the payroll protection program was set up so that it would maintain your employees. And then again, we all saw people lie about this. We heard about companies that had hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, how did they get all that money? Because they lied about the number of employees. Let me tell you how this started and how the fraud is getting uncovered. When you have a business with employees, in the last, 15 years of being in business, I had zero employees. Even with the event company, it was me that worked there. I would then hire companies like the AV company. They weren't my employees. The people that ran the screens and did the projector and did the microphone set up, you know, those people, it was a company all set up with that. So you'd pay them. So you don't have employees. You don't have insurance on them. They're their employees. Okay. Well, it's a good way to do it, Danny. It's the greatest way to do it, guys, because you don't have to sit there and worry about somebody with their hand out with a paycheck every 2 weeks. There's that. Now, the bad thing is the PPP loans, You're not eligible. You don't have any employees. Okay. I ran medical and startup conferences and had mixers where I would, that would be set up and used to generate business and interest for my bigger conferences. The Small Business Administration loved these events because the majority of the people were entrepreneurs and business owners that would show up to my event. On a Monday night, you know, you can make thousands of dollars having a mixer, and then you could have these people come out and talk. They loved it. They absolutely loved it because the SBA would talk about their programs, whether I was in LA, San Diego, Orange County, made no difference. So the SBA became fast friends with Dan. Okay. Now, flash forward, the economic injury disaster loan comes out, and I've told this story before and I'll make it real quick. Listen, we want you to facilitate this and help people get these money, and we want you to apply before everybody else. Oh, okay, that's fantastic. So myself, my brother, my girlfriend, my friends, everybody, we went out and we started to apply for this thing because remember, nobody's supposed to know about this. I'm at the top of the stack. I was 28,000 on the list, 28,055 on the list. And my girlfriend, who filled out her application 40 minutes later, 1,500 behind me. My brother, hey, I called him, 2,500 behind me. My friend, who I couldn't get a hold of for 2 days, he was 70,000 behind me. Okay? It was insane. Insane. But the point is, we all got denied for the loan, which was, for me, for my financial future and my life, was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, because by getting denied by that loan, I was, number one, pissed off and furious. And what are you guys doing having me apply for this thing when I got denied for it? My brother, I had friends that are multimillionaires that had four companies that all got denied for that. And remember the lies, you're going to get a $10,000 grant for your business, which would change everybody's life. And then they cut it to 1,000. And then they said the number of employees that you had, you could get the grant money if you had more employees. So what did they tell people to do? Lie. Can't tell people you have 10 employees. I don't have any employees, guys. I'm not going to do that. Going to commit fraud to do that, to get 10 grand? No, not a chance. A lot of people did with the economic injury disaster loan. They're going to come back for those too. Don't worry. They're going to come for you one way or another. Now, the PPP rolls out and people use this money. And I know people that said, oh my gosh, we applied on a Thursday. Wednesday of the following week, we had $248,000 put in our account. Isn't that crazy? We're going to go buy a building. Well, money's for your employees. We listed all of our family members. We listed everybody we could think of to put them on that list. Understand this. There is a form 941 with the IRS. The form 941 gets filed quarterly. And if you have a payroll company, they do it for you. But it tells you Dan has 9 employees and his 9 employees are John Smith. This is this. Here's their socials. Here's what was taken out. Okay. Now the advantage to that is it makes it so that they can compare that. Now, what some low-level executive did at the SBA and at the feds and at the Department of Justice is they compared with two screens, your PPP application, how many employees you had with your Form 941. It started there. If you sat there and said you had 61 employees and you had 6, well, that goes into this stack, the bad boy stack. And that bad boy stack, they're going to come after you for this, and you're going to go to jail for this. It's that simple. They're going to arrest people. They're arresting people now. Now we've heard about the high flying idiots that have went out and bought cars and Bitcoin and bullshit with their money that they never should have spent the money on. We've heard about that. But the rest of you people out there, I am telling you, you're going to have some serious satisfaction. I had dinner with the woman last night. He said, oh my gosh, I knew of this business that was a pool company. And this pool company was committing fraud, and they were horrible, and they lied on their PPP loans and got hundreds of thousands of dollars and listed everybody on there. Done. These people are done. These people, you can sit there and laugh and sit there and say, well, gosh, how did they get away with this? They didn't, because trouble is coming, guys. Trouble is coming for these people right now, and they're finally going to have to pay the piper. It's that simple. Now, I am telling you this right now. Oh, think of your life over the last 4 years, how it's changed. Maybe you got divorced. Maybe your partner died. Maybe something happened that was life-altering, okay? That's simple. Well, that was my ex-husband that did that. again, BS, doesn't matter. You own half that business. You're going down with them. Let's say you're going through a custody battle right now and your ex-wife knows that you did shenanigans. Oh, dude, you are finished. Finished. Now, your ex-wife, let's just use it the other way around. You got hosed and you lost the house and you barely get to see your kids. And she's living in your house, driving a nice car, and she took all that money. Done. Done. Justice will be served by these people. Mark my words. Now, the thing about this is the bureaucrats have a lot of time on their hands, but the one thing that they have is they are like every other business that you and I have talked about over the course of the last 2 years. And oh, you're Mr. Gloom and Doom, you're Mr. Negative. Whatever. Call me whatever you want. What's happening is business is suffering. People are bringing in less. People have to work with less. And you know who does too? The tax man. The tax man is working for less because he's not collecting the money he did years ago. It's that simple. So mark my words, guys. You're going to see these people go down for the count. There's a lot more to cover on this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, I am sick of the election, and I'm sick of talking about it, and I'm sick of seeing it on the news. One thing that's going to happen during this time is there is one winner, and that is people that invest in gold and silver. You have seen gold hit all-time highs. You have seen the class of investments go up to be the highest investing class in all of 2024. Silver's gone up over 40%. You need to call number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. Contact them at 888-330-1431. Very easy to buy gold. They have the best customer service. They are number one rated for a very good reason. Contact them today, please. 888-330-1431. You know, 8 years in a row with number one rated service, but think about this. Everybody, banks, Bank of America has said that gold is going to go up well over $3,000 an ounce. You do not want to miss out on this. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today, 888-330-1431. Let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you. There's more to cover on this. Now, what I'm going to get is, how does this guy think he knows so much about this? Well, let me explain it to you. With my medical conferences, during the height of COVID, we couldn't have live conferences where we would get everybody together in the same room. So they had to shift to online. And I said, well, I've got to really mix it up. To make this worthwhile for my audience, I've got to do something different where I go out and bring different people and they talk about different things. And one thing I did was had the guts to call the SBA and said, listen, not going to invite you back this time. What do you mean? It's a huge lead source for us. We do well with this. Well, you guys, we need to talk about something different other than, you know, lending people money. Well, we'll think of something. Don't keep us in the spot. Keep our spot open. Don't kick us out yet. Okay. So 2 days later, local guy that my local contact, Paul, calls me and says, I got the greatest thing ever. We've got John Smith and we've got this guy and we've got, you know, anyways, all these different people that are going to come talk, but they have a major announcement that they're going to drop on this day. And please understand this. I can't tell you what it is yet because it can't be dropped until afternoon on this day. So I said, you know, okay. Now understand this, Paul, my buddy, if you are lying, you're done. I'll never work with you again. So what happened, guys, was this. SBA comes out and they announce at my event, nationally, it's the first time it came out, that you could get a PPP loan in early 2021 with just yourself as the employee. No employees on this. Now, with that, it made it so you didn't have to have employees. So you could go out and you could apply for this loan, and based on how much you made, you could get $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. I think the most that you could get would be $41,000. I think that's what it tapped out at. But there was a figure. So this was huge news. It was breaking news. But it also made it so that they could get rid of all those funds that were already allocated for that. And sure enough, everybody went out and got those loans. Now, those loans, the people that got those loans are really less likely to go out and get themselves in any trouble right now, unless you lied and you filled out for multiple loans. If you were an idiot sniffing glue and went out and say that there's two of me, then you're done. So the crimes that were committed by this and the crimes that were committed by these people, you haven't seen anything yet, guys. I'm telling you this right now. You know, the idea with this was it was designed to keep the payroll going. My daughter at the time worked at a coffee shop, and famous coffee shop with a famous roaster, the guy that you know here in Southern California, and went out and, hey, listen, we got this, and they got $360,000. I know this because you can now look it up. You can look up what all these people got. So the coffee house, listen, we appreciate each and every one of you. So we're going to reward you by cutting your hours in half. Okay? Now understand this. My daughter, to this day, the best experience in your life is having a shitty job. Okay? Sorry for the bad language, but it's true. When you have a bad job and you're treated horribly, it makes you appreciate certain things. It makes you appreciate when times are good. So COVID, people were awful, despicable. So how did they reward her? Cut her hours in half, and they gave her a $50 bonus. Here's 50 bucks for you because we got over 300 grand. Okay? The nurse that I dated worked for a medical group, and she said, this is going to change us all. We're all going to get hazard pay. You know what they gave her? A $50 gift card to Starbucks, and they got $600,000. Okay? I didn't have the guts to tell her for about a week and a half to tell her how much exact money that they got. But there will be a link below. There is no warrant list. You're going to jail, though, if you did any shenanigans right now. You're not smarter. You're, oh, my partner, he really did this good, and he's done. And again, you're going to face jail time. If you got multiple loans, like some people did, done. The economic injury disaster loan, those were a little more difficult to get, but I never forget. The woman that cleaned my girlfriend's house, my late girlfriend's house, I was there one day preparing to shoot a video years ago when Lisa died 2 years ago. So it was, well, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. And the woman says, hey, you know those loans you're talking about helping people get and you got denied for it? I said, just, I got one of those. And I thought, ha ha, you're funny. No, she did. The cleaning lady got an $8,800 loan. Okay. You're going to jail, though. I want you to understand this. If you did something despicable and you got yourself one of these loans and you know you did something, lawyer up now. Go get some advice from a lawyer. And don't sit there and talk to your idiot brother-in-law who does business or does trust. You need a criminal lawyer right now that you need to talk to because you're going to jail. They're going to arrest you, and they're not going to show up. It's like Michael Clayton. They don't call. They show up and arrest you. That's what's going to happen to you. So remember that. Remember this. The justice that you're going to want where, God, these people lied. The jewelry store in Palm Desert, California, that sat there and the guy bought a Ferrari, and I had other YouTubers tell me about this. And can you believe that guy did that and didn't pay his employees? Yeah, done, guys, done. They're going to catch up with this because what they're going to do is if they have an inkling of worry that what you did was bad, how did you spend the money? Goodbye. Okay. Cuff me now, baby. Come. Start working out now for prison. Okay. So anyways, that's what's going to happen to these people. And again, there is a coffee shop that my daughter never worked at, but is in my city. And when the S hit the fan, and I found out that these people had 61 employees, I was furious with that. How do they lie like this? Well, finally, guys, they're going to get caught, and they're going to jail. And if you know anybody that did this, they're going down for the count. Mark my words. Please look at the sponsor. Email me, hello@iallegedly.com, and you can sit there, oh, you're so smug. You think you know everything. I didn't get these loans, guys. I didn't do this. I was not stupid enough to go out and get these loans. And again, I'm going to finish this one last thing that I want to forget is that 2 years ago, I had a myriad of people that reached out to me and said, hey, listen, they're not going to dismiss my PPP loan because you did something wrong in the loan. Well, I just don't think I answered the questions correctly. Well, how'd you spend the money? Well, I bought this, I bought that. No, it was for employees and for payroll. And if you lied about this, and I told people 2 years ago, work a deal now. Well, they're calling the loan in. I don't have $63,000. You better work a deal now. because you will be going to jail. I'm telling you this. And now it's finally catching up to everybody. Now, if there is a change of administration, oh, listen, let's hope that one person gets in over another. Doesn't matter. The world is suffering right now, and the IRS and the feds want their tax money, and you got it, and you lied about it. Pay us. Have a nice day. Hello@IAllegedly.com is my email address. Like, subscribe. Don't forget, guys. But again, people that are bad people, they're like, how did they pull this off? They didn't, guys. They didn't. The feds are going to show up, and these people are going down for the count. Okay? Mark my words.